And Devin McCourty, who joins us on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Devin, also brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Devin.
How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Just headed to work.
Well, we're running a little late this morning. You had other things you had to do.
No, as Wiggy knows, in your mind, you do everything by the game. So today's actually a Thursday in my world, not a Friday. So it changed up a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Yeah, so it's a
routine.
It's a Wednesday senior.
Exactly.
Yeah, Wednesday senior for you. Devin, you were somebody who expressed a lot of concern last year about playing during COVID. So I wanted to know if it is frustrating to you that there are players, at least two anyway, that apparently presented fake vax cards to their team.
No, I mean, it is what it is. I always say whatever you see that happens in the rest of society, like you'll see that's happening, in pro sports all the time. So, as soon as vaccines came out and there were different, laws in different states of what you can and can't do, I think you already heard people, you know, getting fake vaccine cards and different things like that. So, not surprising. I mean, it kind of is what it is, I think. I think we've had a good handle as a team of how we're dealing with COVID, and, you know, we just follow the protocols and all of that. But, you know, I mean, I think everyone's kind of gotten past all of that.
And speaking of that, Kyle Duggar testing positive. Any, have you heard anything? Been able to talk to him? Any update on him?
No, I mean, it's just you're in protocols now. But yeah, I've been talking to him. We all been talking to him, but. You know, he just has to wait and see how it all plays out. Kind of out of your control. It's up to your body, your immune system now.
Devin, I know you guys always say, hey, you can't really listen to the noise out there, but it has to be frustrating that when you look at, excuse me, the performances that you put on against a team like Tennessee, and then you got people locally or people nationally saying, well, they played a team without their three best offensive players. Does that frustrate you from, you know, a team aspect and a defensive aspect when you go out there and you put up a performance like you did against the Titans that they don't give you the credit or they try to discredit your defensive performances throughout the year because of maybe guys being hurt or not playing?
No, I mean, I think it kind of is what it is. You know, like the reality is they didn't have a lot of their guys out there that are usually playing for them. And, you know, I think as a team, and, you know, I think you realize that and you go play the game. Like, it is what it is. You can't control that. You know, I think for us, Monday night, Buffalo have everybody. And I think in this league, no matter what, as you're moving up, there's always going to be people that think that you're not that good. There's going to be people that think you're great and it's going to change week to week, like we talked about on here before. And I think for us, we know let's not ride that wave. Let's not get on that roller coaster. Let's just focus on what we need to do and stick to that no matter what. And I think that's what the guys have been doing. And I would say this is a fairly young to new team. So, you know, I think the things that we've talked about in the past that, you know, people get tired of us hearing for a lot of these guys is new. And I think the fact that they've been sticking to that and doing it day in and day out, I think has been great. And I think that's what's really been leading our team through this stretch.
Devin, when it comes to the team being so young and new, Bill Belichick praised you after the win on Sunday and then again on our show Monday. What's been the most impressive part about his coaching style and the way he's prepared this team, especially with the fact that everybody, a lot of people are young and new?
Just consistency. I mean, I always say it about Bill. One of the remarkable things is just how consistent he is year in, year out, day in, day out. You know, I think it's so hard a lot of times, you know, you're not able to always be like that. And I know Wiggy can attest as a coach, Bill comes in daily and he'll have the things you need to do. He'll have, you know, what you did wrong in the game, even though everyone could be praising you after a big win, he's going to have all of that stuff down pat for you, and I think it was I think it's cool for me 12 years in and to consistently do that at a high level. You know, I think it keeps the team at a certain level of play, and it you know, it makes you stay on your toes. So I think just seeing him do that for this team has been great. Guys have learned. Guys see it, you know, from him, from the older guys. And I think it helps you fall in line and understand what you need to do to continue to help the team win.
Devin, Wiggy suggested this week that he may be a little bit concerned about Mac Jones from time to time because he could be a pouter. Have you seen any pouting by your quarterback?
Hey, Greg, you consistently throw Wiggy under the bus with Mac every week. It's pretty impressive.
I mean, Devin, I merely try to relate. When something comes up on the program about my quarterback, mm-hmm. I merely try to defend him. But yeah, just have you seen that at all?
Again, I think I'm pretty undefeated and consistent with this. I disagree with Wiggy's assessment of Mac in this situation. So we'll keep it rolling. This might be 4 or 5 in a row.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you.
Yes, I said he can.
You don't
be,
need to repeat it.
Well, no, because I know you say it one way, but I actually say it the way I say it.
Yes.
I say you can tell based sometimes on his body language that he looks like a kid when you strike out who's a good baseball player, pounds his baseball bat, throws his helmet, and relax. Don't get caught up in your emotions so much. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I'll tell you what is here or there.
Yes.
Real quickly, mm-hmm. is that I believe, Devin, last time you were on, Wiggy brought up, or maybe you brought it up, mm-hmm. you're a bath guy.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware or not, but I have just released the first ever Greg Hill Foundation scented candle. It is the scent of bar pizza. Would that be something that you would like during bath time? I could send you a few if you'd like them.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that thought, but I have not got into candles. I don't think that's really prohibited at the facility when I'm in the tub. So I don't want to bring any of that in.
You can't bring your own scented candle into the facility. That's right. Yeah, probably. Especially.
I mean, maybe he should try it, though. I mean, that'd be good. Set the mood right. Probably got his beats on.
Yeah. If anyone could try it, it might be me, huh?
Right. So, Devin, I know we don't want to get too far ahead, but I think a lot of people were looking at you and saying, okay, he's been playing a long time. Is, you know, how long is he going to continue to play for? You guys are successful. Bill talked about the play that you made that led to another J.C. Jackson interception. You're still playing at a high level. How long do you want to continue playing, especially now? Is it more about the success and having fun? And does that change your mindset when you start to look at yourself, you know, down the road and how long you want to play?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely has to do with having fun and all those different things. And I know for me, I think at the end of each season, you know, you got to kind of assess it, how you feel, where you're at physically, where you're at mentally, and go from there. But it's hard when you're having fun. So I'm going to keep going right now because it's a lot of fun. Younger guys, trying to help them learn more. And, you know, I think, like I said, I'm enjoying that. It's a process that, you know, I think for me, I never thought about. I didn't think about it. I didn't think I still – just taking it one day.
Are you Devin? Devin? I feel like he may have dropped his phone into the tub. I feel like he may be using Julian Edelman's old phone. What happened? What, Devin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm walking outside now. Like I said, I'm on the way to work. After the wind got me.
Cool. All right, the win. Yes.
Devin, I know you guys get your schedule and you don't have any control over it and you play with the games that are given to you, but if you could rank Thursday, Sunday, Monday, where would you put them?
Say that again.
I know you guys don't get to pick your schedule. You guys just play what's given to you, but if you could rank Thursday, Sunday, and Monday, where would you rank them when you can play?
Sunday, Thursday, Monday.
Sunday, Thursday, Monday.
Thursday, you at least get the weekend. Monday, you don't get anything but a short week after and a long week ahead.
So, Devin, the other question I think people ask, especially, you know, you got a lot of young players. You've been in the league a long time. You know, they say, well, playing on Sunday night, you guys are playing on Monday night. I remember when I played, I enjoyed playing the night games because I felt like it was the only game in town. You really got to go out there and show the rest of the world what you really were. Do you enjoy playing night games, or are you a guy who likes to play, you know, the Sunday 1 o'clock games? And or is there any difference in playing the night game versus the day game?
There's definitely a difference. I think, I enjoy the night games, every once in a while to go out there and play at night. I think, like you said, the only game on. But there's nothing better than a good 1 o'clock start, finish the game, get home, enjoy time at home. It's like a half a off day, but the opportunity to play prime time, I think, is a great opportunity for the team, for you as an individual. So, you get to rest up all day. You got to find something to do, but once you get out there, you let it go and have as much fun as you can.
Devin, in your 12 years here, I don't think there's been an athlete on any of the teams that's been more active in the community. And I saw this story this morning, and it really stopped me in my tracks. For what you did for the family of Henry Andrade, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Team Henry, there's a great feature at Patriots.com. He passed away 9 years ago from cancer, and his mother, Carolina, sees you wearing Team Henry shirts. You wore it after the Browns game this year. You wear the bracelet. Your wife does it. This quote she gave, which is really amazing, is that if he were to ever to be a pro athlete, he lives in Devon. I see that every game. Remarkable stuff. What about Team Henry, or what about Henry, inspired you so much?
It was just a unique opportunity. I have a friend that has two high school daughters who was in his school and was like, hey, man, would you mind going to the hospital and meeting Henry? And I went, met him. We talked about, just what he liked. And he was in the Jordans, and we started talking about sneakers, started talking about the football team. And it was just a great relationship. And then I think it might have been 2 or 3 days later, he actually passed away. And I think from that, going to the wake, continuing to talk to his mom, built a relationship, went to her house, ate before, brought my wife. So it was just a relationship that formed that was genuine. And I think from there, just seeing a kid that was, 18 years old going through so much, but just being so motivated and happy for me, that just stuck out. I think at the time I might have been 24, 25. So it's been an awesome experience to get to know his family, but also to be able to, I would say, have a relationship with a mom who lost his son. To me, I love that opportunity. I know how close I am with my mom. Single mom, so it was just a unique opportunity. I've loved every minute.
Devin, Wiggy mentioned how long you've been here. It made me think about the veterans on this team and whether or not any part of the mindset this season and the success this season, any part of it based on a feeling that when outsiders look at this franchise, that perhaps a lot of credit may be given to one individual and it should be given to everybody and the system here. Does that ever come into play when you're from a veteran perspective, when you're thinking about it?
I want to say that you kind of carry that and think about it all the time, but I think it's been cool to watch even the Man in the Arena show with Tom and a bunch of the guys that have played in the past. Because I think you kind of see it from that perspective of how many guys and how important it is to have a group of guys. And I think that's what we know to be true here. So you don't really – I always try not to fall into the trap of people talking about stuff that just not here. Like, never played here, wasn't a part of this. So I try not to get into all of that. But I would say it's been pretty cool for me as a guy that came here in 2010 and seeing – the Lawyer Malloy, the Bledsoes, seeing Wiggy catching some of those playoff catches and seeing them talk about, what I've been able to be a part of and how it all kind of started, to me is pretty unique. And I think you continue to hear it. It's about all of the guys. It's about the hard work. So I think for all of us, we've just tried to continue what we've learned from some of those guys who started this.
All right, Devin McCourty, great to talk to you, and good luck on Monday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.